3, 3, 7.
This is episode one, the premiere episode, if you will. I'm your host. I'm going to be your host for this long magic carpet ride. I am Rapture Rabbit, and I am joined with our co-host and friend...
Carleone.
Carleone, longtime gamer. So, Carleone, what is Leet Speak Live? What is this show about?
It's going to be about new technology in news and gaming and what we're playing today and what everyone's playing and...
Right, right.
Big news.
Yeah, basically we're a couple of regular guys, and we love video games, we love technology, and this is the viewpoint of a couple of regular guys for you with gaming. So, of course, before we even get started, we got to talk about what we're drinking. Drink check. What do you got there, Carleone?
It looks like a Shock Top Belgian White.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what this is. I was at the store and I thought, well, we gotta have something for the show. There's no sense in doing these shows sober. So, Shock Top.
Little orange flavor to it.
Yeah, it looks. It's actually really good. I was surprised. Yeah, usually you know when you get
another one.
Yeah. Usually when I get a new beer, most times, 9 times out of 10, I usually don't like it. But there you go. Okay, cheers.
All right.
Well, so, Carleone, let's introduce ourselves to the audience. What kind of gamer or technology person would you say you are?
A gamer, right now, I'd say I'm big on MMOs. I like always playing with other people. I'm very competitive that way. It's been tough to play in a game that really isn't online where I can play against other people. So that's what I've been stuck in for the last couple years, I would say, pretty much.
You've been playing a lot of WoW, right?
Yep, WoW.
Yeah.
It seems my time.
And you have a level 70 character, mm-hmm. right? And he's also goes by the flagship Carleone.
Carleone, that's right.
Yeah. So any of our listeners, and now again, this is the first episode, so I know we have no listeners.
Yeah.
But hopefully as we progress, we'll have people that, you know, maybe one or two, even just two, I'd be happy with, besides my mother. So that would be three total.
Mama won't listen, though.
Yeah. She knows better, right?
Yeah.
So if you're interested in joining up with Carleone in the world of Warcraft, top on some Blood Scalp, and that'll be on the website. That's www.leetspeaklive.com. And of course, if you're going there, you know Leet is spelled 1337.
That's right.
So Leet Speak Live. There'll be a new website again. We're a couple of normal guys. Don't expect anything sexy as far as the website goes. Mostly just a couple of pictures and a place where you can, of course, pick up the show if you aren't using iTunes. But you can also pick up the show, Leet Speak Live, on your iTunes under podcasts, and that should be up here this week. And of course, we'll be posting on Mondays. So, yes, they're up within a couple days, so probably by Wednesday. So look for us every Wednesday on iTunes at Leet Speak Live under podcasts, or you can get us directly at leetspeaklive.com. Again, I'm your host, Rapture Rabbit. I'm with Corleone here, the co-host, and let me introduce myself. So I am more, I would say, a console gamer. I played PC games for years, all growing up. I played Duke Nukem. I played, you played Duke Nukem,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
I played, what else was Baldur's Gate. That was a life-changing game. Loved it. Probably one of the most important games I think I've ever played. So StarCraft, absolutely, the original Warcraft. So these are games that I grew up on that really introduced me to gaming. And I had consoles then. You know, I'm a console gamer now, but I had consoles then, of course. I had the NES, I had Genesis. You know, unfortunately, I'm embarrassed to say this, but I never actually had a Super NES. Did you ever snag one of those bad boys?
Yeah, I did, actually. And Zelda was awesome.
Yeah, people say some of the best games that Nintendo made were on the Super NES, so
system.
Yeah, I missed out. But I was, you know, at that time I was finishing high school and going to college and whatnot. So I should say going into the Air Force. so uh, So yeah, so good times. But avidly, currently I play the Xbox 360. Whenever I have a chance, I play a Wii and a PS3. But I don't own those consoles, but I am working on it. In fact, if any of our listeners want to send us, we're always available for that. Email us at RaptureRabbit@leadspeaklive.com or CarLeone@leadspeaklive.com if you're interested in sponsoring us in that sense. So I also own a PSP and a Nintendo DS. Played a little Zelda, played some of the GTA series on the PSP, mostly puzzle games and things. So I find that those formats tend to work better for puzzle games. Although I did play a lot of the Final Fantasy. They revamped some of the old Final Fantasy and brought it to the DS, and I've been playing a lot of that recently. So as of late, though, I just finished BioShock. It's been probably 5 months. Yeah. But it feels like I just did. I hardly ever finish a game, so when I do, you know, I think of the man. I'm like, yeah. Oh, damn right. So I just finished BioShock. And then what have I played since then? I've been playing Call of Duty 4. Yeah, great game. And then I just picked up The Simpsons. I just rented The Simpsons. Horrible game. I mean, it was fun. It was definitely clever. It had some good jokes. But the whole idea of the game is they're making fun of sort of the stuff that games do that they do bad. Like, yeah. And then it ended up sort of falling prey to some of the very same cliches that exist in those games. So it was okay. I liked it for about 2 hours, and then I was like, you know, yeah, I could be doing something else. Yeah, so
playing WoW.
Playing WoW, exactly. Which I just also recently have reinitiated.
Level 8 last night, actually.
Yes, level 8. It is, the character's name is Rapture. I am a hot little female smoking elf with big ears. If I'm going to have to look at a character for 60 or 70 levels, you better have a nice ass. That's what I'm saying. And this character luckily does. So, but you said there were some advantages to playing a female character.
Yeah, they're less likely to get ganked.
Yes. Well, because if you're playing on a PvP server, which you guys probably know means that you can attack each other. Yeah, you can, if you're just hanging out, picking some herbs for your herb garden or whatever you do in Warcraft, and then, someone rolls up from behind and gank you. On this kind of server, they can gaffle you, they can take you down. But on a regular server, you don't have that issue. You don't have that concern.
Just
so
go around the corner.
Yeah. So, that is a reference to a theme. Is that right?
The best paladin in the world.
Elite culture, baby.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I've been playing WoW. I played back in 2005. For a long time, it's been that long, and it's been a few years, but I'm back on board so that I can bring you the latest, greatest tips. Now, speaking of Warcraft, CarLeone, wouldn't you say, or wasn't there a new patch just released?
Yeah, it was released today.
Yeah, just today, in fact.
I went to some little island or whatever and did all the quests, but it was laggy, like super laggy, because everyone that's on that server was there.
Yeah.
I haven't had a chance to check out the 5-man yet, but I'm going to do that tonight, and then I can report back.
That tends to be a problem, right, with when there's new patch, because...
Well, yeah, everyone wants to, do the new material, and so everyone's there.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad lag, but it'll be okay tonight, I hope. Get when the kiddies are in bed.
So, yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, it is a school night, so, Luckily, even on school nights, they can fall asleep listening to the soothing sounds of Lead Speak Live via an RSS feed. 2-8. Go straight to your iPod from iTunes, or you can go straight to the website and download that every week. There will also be some behind-the-scenes footage you can grab on YouTube. That'll be we're working on that this week, so on the next episode, you'll be able to... We'll have the account or the search words for that kind of thing, too. So some behind-the-scenes footage. You can actually see what we look like when we're actually moving outside of the website and see how the show's done. So lately you've been playing a lot of WoW, you said. Have you been playing anything else?
Not really. No? Only when I come over to your house, play a little Rock Band, maybe.
Yeah, a little Rock Band. That's mostly what I've been playing. Like I said, I've been playing a lot of Rock Band, Call of Duty, and those types of things. So... What about the world of tech? Now, we know recently Toshiba announced they're no longer making HD DVD players. So for all you individuals out there who didn't wait for the format war to open, like myself, you're stuck, unfortunately, with a dead device. It's not going to play. You can't plug a USB cable in or install a disc and download a patch that's going to enable your HD DVD player to play Blu-ray. You know, that just doesn't work that way. So it's strictly the technology is not compatible. It's going to be a dead format. So unfortunately, if you bought into one of those, you're basically a shit out of luck. Unless you bought one from Best Buy. If you happen to have bought a HD DVD player from Best Buy, you are in luck. I received an email just today. In fact, I'll read it to you. It's from BestBuy.com, and it says, Dear Best Buy customer, our records show that you purchased an HD DVD player from Best Buy. Recently, Toshiba announced they will no longer produce HD DVD players, and movie studios decided they will no longer release new movies in the HD DVD format. At Best Buy, we are dedicated to making sure you always have the right technology for you. That is why we will be mailing you a Best Buy gift card in the upcoming weeks. If you haven't received a gift card by May 1st, please call us at 1-888-BEST-BUY or 237-8289. If you're interested in trading in your HD DVD player and HD DVDs, check out our technology trade-in service at BestBuyTradeIn.com, where we will accept HD DVD hardware and software in exchange for a Best Buy gift card based on its market value. We truly appreciate you as a customer. If you have any further questions, please go to BestBuy.com/HDDVD. What do you think about this, Carleone?
I like it. I think it's really good. I used to work for Best Buy. I worked there for a couple of years.
You were a manager there.
Yeah, it was my favorite job I ever had. And they've always treated everyone pretty decently, I thought. And so I'm glad to see them doing this so that they stand out apart from maybe other retailers.
Honestly, this blows me away. I would not expect any company, let alone a huge company. This is like Target saying, oh, I'm sorry, the toilet paper we were selling, you know, it caused rashes on your brown eye. Yeah, you know, here's some money. And I didn't have to fill out anything. I didn't have to sign a form. I am simply getting a gift card from Best Buy in the mail because they see that I had purchased one at Best Buy. So I think this is amazing. I think this is really going to set Best Buy apart from other.
And that's why they did it. Now where are you going to go whenever you get anything?
So I'll tell you right now, I'm going back to Best Buy. If I buy a Blu-ray player, I'm going to go to Best Buy.
You buy anything because you've obviously been treated so well.
Yeah, you're right.
So in the long run, they're going to win out. Even if they lose money, you know, this year, they're going to win out in the future.
Right. It's amazing. So when I go pick up my new copy of Fallout 3, I'm going to go to Best Buy and pick that up. So
unfortunately, you may never buy another game again, though.
Why is that?
Well, there's 999 billion endings.
Yeah, so apparently we were at Destructoid.com, and apparently Fallout 3 is going to have over 200 endings. You'll never have a life. It's like the MMO of single-player games. You never have to leave the house. What do you think about that?
I don't leave the house anyway. So not anymore.
I mean, it says they've played games with 2, 4, even 6 or 8 endings. That's fine. It's kind of fun to see them all, especially the Easter egg endings like in Silent Hill where the UFO comes. I hope I didn't spoil that for anybody. But there comes a point where enough is enough, right? At Bethesda Studios, Bethesda's Todd Howard recently did the official Xbox podcast and talked about Fallout 3 and revealed some tidbits, including the boggling number of the number of endings available. The highlight list is fans sending in death threats. I guess the game is bigger than they thought it was going to be in the beginning. So a variety of things, over 200 endings, and I love Fallout. Did you play the originals?
Oh yeah,
they were great games. They were very much like Baldur's Gate, which really, you know, I mean, not the
different like look to it.
Different look, different feel, but the engine.
Same engine.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. So that's good stuff. I need to catch up on my beer here. So we talked about also the World of Warcraft patch coming out. Now it's called Sunwell.
Sunwell Plateau. Yeah, it's the name of like the 25 five-man instance, the area you're in.
And this is a free patch, right?
Yeah,
and this released really today. So anyone who is a member or plays WoW will get it automatically.
You have to, you have to get it.
Oh, you have to get it. You can't even log in.
It updates your UI and everything. It really, there were some things in the UI looked like way better. It looked a lot more organized. Yeah.
Like what?
Well, when you bring up the menu to change the different settings, it just seemed a lot simpler. And it's all in one like little screen. You know, when you click on one thing, it doesn't take you away from the other options that you could possibly go back to.
Mm-hmm.
So it just seemed a lot more simplified. It took me a second to figure out where everything was. I had been drinking, so. I had three beers before we started this.
So. Oh, good. And you're continuing now, yeah. So good for you.
I'm on number five. I actually finished.
So there's new daily quests. And what is that exactly?
The daily quest is a quest that you can do every day that you can turn in for gold.
Okay, so ones that what I'm doing now in the beginning, same kind of thing, but some new stuff?
Or? Yeah, well, you're not doing, there are quests that you can do every day, like the same quest every day to get gold.
Oh, yeah. I see, over and over and over again.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Yep. And there's PvP ones, and then there's you can go to 24 daily quests now, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I talked about the Sunwell Isle. And that's the 25 player mm-hmm. instance, okay? And we talked about the new daily quest, and they also have a global arena tournament.
Yeah, you'll be able to create level 70 characters with epic equipment on special tournament realms and compete in arenas. So you won't have to necessarily always get to level 70. You can make a level 70 today on this special realm.
No way.
And fight people, yeah, in epic gear.
Now that is fun. That makes it something someone like me can understand the game. Mm-hmm. At the level that requires others, you know, years to build to. Or at least maybe just sample.
For a little bit. Problem is you're not going to be as skilled as somebody that has played a character at level 70 because you've grown and learned that character. You know,
right.
And plus it takes away from, I don't know, I have like a connection with my character, you know, as crazy as it sounds because I've spent so much time with him that he's mine, you know, rather than something I make in a second. And I don't know. There's no ownership there, I guess.
Yeah. And that's important. That's really what I think keeps MMOs apart from normal games, is that feeling of a connection with the characters. So
I'm his god, basically.
That's my daddy. Yeah. I'm a little daddy bitch. That's right.
He praises the user.
So that's news in the World of Warcraft. Now, there was also a patch released a couple days ago. Excuse me, this beer is getting to me. That was for Rock Band. Now, you've played Rock Band in the past. You've been over to my place. Yep. We have it set up. We're going to town, playing the Rock Band. And then, eventually, you burn through all those songs, and you want to try some new songs. And you have to exit the game and go to the dashboard in Xbox, you know, the Xbox 360 dashboard. And dial over to the part where it's, you know, in the marketplace where they have and you have to go there, and then they have the songs listed, and you can't preview them, you can't hear what, you know, the song is before you buy it, that kind of thing, which I haven't put the patch on yet, but I'm gonna hook the patch up. But on this new on the Rock Band patch, you can apparently, there's a store in game that you can use. Does that make sense? So you don't have to.
That's good.
Yeah, you don't have to leave the game in order to find the shop, or to buy new songs. Now, I'll be able to tell you later, maybe in the next episode, if you're able to preview the songs. I'm not sure if that's the case, but definitely Harmonix is really making some improvements to the Rock Band series by doing this, because Well, here we go. It says here on dig.com that you can preview and purchase the tracks without either leaving the confines of the game. So that's important. See, that's what I always pissed me off about Rock Band and buying the songs, is that maybe it's a song I know, but I don't know the name of the song. Maybe I don't know who the artist was.
Couldn't you have LimeWired it, Dave?
Yeah, I could have LimeWired it. And we all know in leak culture, that's required. Of course, not if it's illegal. We don't want anything illegal, but we're not condoning that you do that. You're and I never
sampling.
Would.
You're just sampling it.
I am pre-human.
Download it for
and
a little
course,
bit.
Yeah,
and then
I would totally delete it. I wouldn't keep it. Yeah. Come on. Who does that? You know?
I wouldn't hang out with anyone like
that. But anyway, Harmonix does say that this is the only patch that is planned at this time to come out for the Rock Band. So any players looking to streamline their multiplayer registration experience or the Band World Tour are going to have to sit tight, because I know that it gets a little wonky, you know, when you're trying to do some multiplayer things. And you know, you remember when we're trying to have a band and I'm trying to get you to be the drummer, but you've only made a guitarist be in my band. You have to make one of those characters. Mm-hmm. You can't just play whatever character you want to play. That was kind of funky too. And they'll probably fix that in later updates, or maybe the next version of Rock Band.
Well, it's the first game of its type, you know. It's just got some time.
You're
going to
have some
things,
bugs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's the new patch of Rock Band has made things better there. So Rainbow Six Vegas 2 is out.
Commercial's awesome.
I haven't played it yet either. I'm going to pick it up. I got Gamefly, and it should be in the mail here. It's on the way. Should be in the mail here shortly, and I'll be able to check it out and give you some feedback. Not so much a preview, because I don't have anyone from EA or whatever sending me games beforehand. I'm just like you. We're normal guys. I got to run over to the...
Start getting them.
Yes. And we're open to that. Again, email us at rapturerabbit@leadspeaklive.com or carleone@leadspeaklive.com if you're interested in sending us some games. We're always down with that. Also, tune in next time. Download us in a future episode, because we are going to be giving away... I've got a ton of games for Xbox 360, Nintendo DS, old Xbox games I don't play anymore. And I'm willing to give us out as prizes. Maybe we'll do a trivia. We have some upcoming forums that'll be built here. So stay tuned to become a part of the Lead Speak Live community. Definitely, stay involved, because everyone likes getting free stuff in the mail, and we'll be the ones sending that stuff out to you if you're a subscriber and you're giving us feedback on the emails and the contests and that kind of a thing. So, again, visit the website. That's www.leadspeaklive.com. That's 1337speaklive.com. Join us on Xbox 360. Rapture Rabbit's my gamertag. Or on WoW, it's Carleone, or Rapture spelled RAPTSHUR. So, till next time, you guys keep gaming, keep playing, and we'll see you in a week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
1337